Good morning. Some sunshine early this morning, but clouds are on the increase, and the sun will be blotted out if it hasn't been already by increasing and thickening clouds in advance of the next storm system, which is approaching from the west. Mainly dry in eastern New York and New England, although scattered showers will begin to enter the picture across the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills by mid-morning. And the showers will head into the rest of the region during the rest of the day, and maybe even some heavier bursts of rain by mid to late afternoon, and the possibility of a rumble of thunder as a storm system approaches from the Great Lakes. Temperatures, meanwhile, will climb through the 60s and into the lower 70s in most spots before the rain begins, then level off in the upper 60s and lower 70s with the wet weather by the second half of the day. Overnight tonight, we'll continue with rain and perhaps a thunderstorm or bursts of rain. We'll throw in some fog, and temperatures will drop back into the high 50s and lower 60s. The front will pass through the region by early tomorrow morning. Still, the chance of some leftover showers, especially in New England, for the first few hours in the morning. Then, gradual improvement during the day with increasing sunshine from west to east, and high temperatures will reach the middle to upper 70s. High pressure building in behind the front will keep the weather nice into Thursday and Friday, and really even into the upcoming weekend as it locks itself in over the Canadian Maritimes and dominates the weather picture. So we'll go with mostly sunny skies on Thursday and Friday with highs around 80, and a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 80s. Right now it looks like the nice weather will last even into the early part of next week with highs into the lower and middle 80s by Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms in the southern plains northward into western South Dakota. A very unstable air mass is forecast to develop this afternoon. More than adequate mid-high-level westerly flow atop a strongly veering low-level wind profile will support organized severe storms with supercells, the preferred mode, with the initial diurnally driven activity posing a large to very large hail risk. As temperature and dew point spreads decrease by the early evening hours, an attendant isolated tornado risk may increase. Storm consolidation and upscale growth will probably occur by dark as the activity moves east-southeastward down the moisture axis and as the low-level jet stream intensifies considerably during the evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Fort Carson, Colorado at 10:55 p.m. Eastern Time back on Thursday. The last report of hail was at Pécs, Hungary at 11:15 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 44 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Port Mansfield, Texas. The 92-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 2008 by 5 degrees. There were 9 daily record lows. At Silver Lake, Oregon, it was 21 degrees, and this is 5 degrees colder than the old record set in 1990. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 52 degrees, with a west wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 55, 76% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at San Angelo, Texas, to a low of 24 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with showers developing in the lower 70s, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo clouds and showers then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 79 degrees, the low 65, the average temperature 72, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.03 inches, which is 4-tenths of an inch below normal, and 14.83 inches for the year, which is 1.38 inches below normal. There were 7 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 14, that's 13 below normal, and 92 for the season, which is 35 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high 94 set in 1949, and the record low 38 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m. 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing and thickening clouds today with showers developing this afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Cloudy with rain and a thunderstorm possible tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing and thickening clouds today with showers developing this afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs right around 70. Cloudy, rain, and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs near 70. Cloudy, more rain, and possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, increasing and thickening clouds today with showers developing this afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, shower in the morning, especially in New England, then increasing sunshine in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with highs all 3 days in the lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.